This week will be the service for the deputy in Cowlitz County who was killed in the line of duty. I believe it's Wednesday when that's going to happen. We had our fun with the fuzz run Saturday at the Bellingham Police Department, and we had another great turnout on Saturday. Thanks, everybody, who came out to that deal.
I saw some pictures on the gram. Looked like there was a good crowd out there.
Yeah. I had this deal with Dan Johnson from Johnson's Towing, where Dan had challenged me. It was at the end of last year's run when I did the run in, it was 25 minutes and 1 second last year. And Dan said, if you can beat that by 30 seconds, I'll give an extra $500 to the Behind the Badge Foundation, for Fun with the Fuzz. And all that money goes to
they pay for the funerals.
Yeah, and the families of, who've lost loved ones in the line of duty. And so, I just said it was a year ago, so I figured, well, that's a year down the line. Sure, I'll sign off to anything at that point. I don't have to think about it for another year. Well, it comes around. And so I went on Friday to pick up my shirt and my bib number and all that kind of stuff like you're supposed to do the day before. And I got my number. And it was 206, and I thought, well, that's 206. That's a good
baby.
For some reason, that's got to be a good sign, right? I ate properly, hydrated properly on Friday, had a couple of bananas on Friday, ate a responsible dinner on Friday night, and went to bed thinking, all right, I've done all that I can. This is going to be, I should be fine. I woke up at 4 o'clock, 5 hours before the run, with a spasm in my left calf. One of those
that wakes you up out of your sleep.
One of those that wakes you up out of your sleep, but also one of those where you can feel and you can see the muscle as it's spasming.
Yeah.
I love those. I get those from time to time, and when they happen,
did my Achilles just snap? What happened?
When they happen, some of them will go away, within a few minutes. If I just kind of like freeze and I don't move it around, then I can kind of ride it out and I won't have any long-term consequences. Others I can have for at least half the day where I can feel that soreness for a half the day. And if it's one of those, I'm not going to be running I can run it, but I won't be doing it in the time that I was agreed to get the
best. You're not going to get
optimal performance. That's not going to happen. So at four, so this happens at four, and I panic as soon as it hits me, and I start moving.
Where's my CBD oil?
I start moving my leg, and so that only makes it worse. And then I know, okay, it's 5 hours to the race. That's it.
Where's my Vicodin?
I'm not going back to sleep.
Where's my blood doping?
So I get one of those heating pack deals, and I put that around the calf, and I take an Aleve, and I take a couple of ibuprofen, and I'm just hoping to God that this thing, that this thing settles down in the next few hours so I can run this. And then I'm just worried that, all right, I got to go. You go to the tent about an hour or so before the race and talk to the listeners as I do every year and say hi to people. And I know that people are going to be asking me, and then I don't want to. Well, what am I going to say? They're going to say, are you going to beat your time? And then I'm going to bring up this excuse. I blew out my calf this morning.
Yeah, you never lead with an excuse.
All right. So fortunately, about the time I'm about to leave to go down to the run, the thing settles down a little bit. And by the time I get down there, I'm not even thinking about it. And I did some warm-up runs, and I could barely feel that thing in there. And as it turned out, it was fine. And so I did the run, and I was able to get the run done in the time, the agreed upon time, actually well under the agreed upon time. I did it in 24:04, so I shaved almost a whole minute off of last year's. So Dan Johnson.
Well, you're on so many painkillers, you didn't feel any of the pain.
No. Well, it was the blood doping that I did that really. But so Dan Johnson then writes an extra $500, an extra $500 check. So he contributes $1,000. From Johnson's
nice,
Towing
Dan.
for the deal. So that was great on Dan's part. And thanks to everyone who came to the tent to say hi, met a lot of nice listeners. And there was one listener I met before the run, a listener named Lisa, and I wrote down a couple of her questions because she wanted us to ask the listeners these questions. So Lisa comes up to the tent. Her boyfriend ran in the race. And I said, how are you doing? And she said, oh, I'm lucky to be alive. And I said, what do you mean? She said, I just got back from London. And she was over there on some kind of business, something or other. And she said, I nearly killed myself a couple of times driving on the opposite side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
They drive on the other side of the road over there, of course. And I said, okay. And she said, yeah, eventually, she said her boyfriend had to take over and do all the driving because she couldn't figure it out. And so what she wanted to know, she asked me and she said, I don't know. I said, I don't know. I've not been over there. But she wanted to know about why is it that we drive on the opposite side of the road over here than they do over there? And she wanted to know, is this just a North America thing? Is this just a thing that we do here and in Canada? Well, and I guess
there's a handful of Mexico, countries where you drive on the opposite side.
Are most of the other countries in the world opposite side? Are we the outlier here?
Are we the one using inches instead of metric?
The only thing she asked me about, and I said, I have no idea, but I said, you know what, I'll bet it was the, you know, when we broke away from those guys back in the olden days, back in the 1700s.
Our buggies are going to go on the other side of the street.
Yeah, I said, we're taking our buggies, screw you, we're not going to have a king, and we're going to ride our buggies on the opposite side of the road. That was the best I could come up with. I have no idea why we're on the opposite side of the road. I don't know what it's like in Japan. I don't know what it's like in China.
I think Japan is the other side. Japan, they drive like England on the other side of the road.
So you think that we're probably over here. This might be the only.
I think a good. Most of the world is like us. I think more than 50%.
All right. Well, then let's get, before we get uniformity on the designated hitter rule in baseball, maybe we should get some uniformity on which side of the road we're driving on in the world so people like Lisa don't end up getting killed.
I don't really know. I'm just guessing that I think more than half drive like us.
Yeah.
There's a few out major countries that do it the other way.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the origins are of all of this, but if anybody is certain of that, 360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM. I don't know that I think when I was younger, I probably would have been more up for driving. Yeah, sure, put me over on the other side of the road. But now I probably, if I had to go to one of those other side of the road countries, I probably would want to say, you know what?
I'm taking an Uber.
I have somebody do the driving for me. So, yeah, if you know anything about that, 360-733-5476. Or you can email us, Brad and John at KISM.com.